Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries on Sunday. I'm Pastor Sabrina,
And we pray that you come to enter in into the presence of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We are thankful to God that we have another day of living on the earth, another day that we can give him glory and praise and honor and lead people to Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It's another day to fellowship with the saints of God and to come together with the body of Christ to give him glory. We thank you, Father, for this very opportunity. We thank you for every blessing and all that you have given us in the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you, Father, for all of our new listeners in Jesus' holy name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Lord. You know, saints, this is a day that we have never seen before. And it's a blessing that we get to see it. Some have gone on. Hopefully they're seeing Jesus. Amen. But if not, well, that's the way it went. So we want to rejoice. We want to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice because he's our God. Rejoice because our Savior and Lord gave his life for us. Rejoice because he has graced us with his Holy Spirit. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. A special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We thank you for your contribution to the offering. We prayed over the offering already. And we are happy. We are very happy in the Lord. And you say, well, how can that be with the way things are going in the world? Because our joy and our happiness doesn't come from the world. It comes in our God. We find it in our God. He is our source of joy. He is our source of happiness. He is our source of peace. He is our source of blessing. And so we don't look to outside circumstances to give us the joy, peace, and happiness and security and satisfaction that all humans want. We look to him. Amen? He's where we find everything that is good for us. Every good and perfect gift comes down from heaven, from him to us. So we want to thank the Lord for his very presence as a beautiful and perfect gift for today. You know, he prepared this day for us. We should take some time to enjoy it with him. Amen? Now for all of our first-time listeners, welcome in the Lord. We are a Christian, Protestant, non-denominational, international church founded in the love of Jesus Christ. Amen? God saw this day a long time ago, and he made preparations for it. Amen? We want to invite you to join us in our chat room, and our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is miracleinternetchurch.com, miracleinternetchurch.com. If you're on a computer or if you are on a tablet, when you use your browser to find miracleinternetchurch.com, when the page comes up, across the banner, you will see on the left-hand side, MIC Radio Chat. Click that link. When the page changes, click Yes. When it changes again, type in your name, just one of them, not all of them. You know, there are people that have 10 names. Because that's the way their culture does it. But just one name will do, you know. One of those is actually on your birth certificate. And type in your greeting for the saints, and the saints will respond to you in kindness and love. Amen? If you're using a cellular device, use your browser to find miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, across the top, you'll see three white lines against a black background. click the three white lines, and you will open up to all the links. Click MIC Radio Chat, and you're ready to go. Just follow the directions you just heard. Amen. We welcome you on behalf of the Kingdom of God and our Lord, Savior, and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So what we normally do during this portion of the service is we repent of our sins. That's right. We repent of our sins. Yeah, the Bible says that if you say you have no sin, you're not telling the truth. So let's be truthful. We're in church. Amen? We're not perfect people. We just love God, and we have chosen to receive his love and his gift of salvation and eternal life. So we invite you to do the same. Amen? Eternal life, what is that? Well, I can tell you that it is not eternal damnation. It is not a lifetime, however long a lifetime lasts, away from the presence of Almighty God. It is not a lifetime filled with torment and misery and suffering with Satan and his demons. It is not that. But it is eternal joy. It is eternal joy. Remember, Jesus came to give us life, and that more abundantly. Remember, you know, once a year we sing to everybody, joy to the world, the Lord is come. He came to give us joy. And if you'd like to experience his joy, you may join me in this prayer. You may choose to repeat after me. You see, Jesus Christ came to earth to give his life, to give his life on our behalf. There was no way for humanity, anybody, no matter how good they were, to ever reconcile with our Heavenly Father, to have a true relationship with God Almighty, unless Jesus came and paid the price for all of our sins. There was no way we can make amends to God for all the sin that we have done. Amen? It was no way. But Jesus came to defeat the devil and his works and to give us an opportunity to be reconciled to God, so that we don't go to hell. Hell is not a fun place. Hell is a place of torment. So somewhere along our path of life, we have each decided that we would rather have Jesus than anything else, that he was more important to us than any material thing that we could possess on this earth, that living with him and for him was what we really needed. We really needed God in our life, not just in heaven watching us mess up, but actually inside our lives. That's what we've all decided. And we decided that he could handle our lives better than we could handle it ourselves. So we surrendered our lives to Jesus Christ, and we started a whole new life with him. We started all over again. No, we did not get in our mother's womb. We were born again from God. That's what we did. So we offer you that same opportunity today, that very same opportunity today. We offer you the opportunity to come to Jesus Christ, to tell him that you're sorry for everything that you've ever done wrong. And whatever your ancestors have done wrong, you're sorry for that too. That you want to start over with him. That you want him to be your God and not Buddha and not Muhammad and not somebody else. You really want Jesus Christ because he's the only one that can connect you to the real God. A lot of spirits parading around the world pretending to be God, but they are not. Buddha never resurrected from the dead. He doesn't have a throne in heaven, and his blood cannot wash away your sins because he doesn't have any blood. So now, if you would like an opportunity to ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins, and to come into your heart and be your God forever and ever and ever and save your soul and forgive your sins, you can do it right now if you would desire. This is what you should say.
Jesus Christ,
I am a sinner.
I ask you
to forgive me of all of my sins, of everything I've ever done wrong, and the sins of all of my ancestors, and everything they've ever done wrong. I'm asking you, Jesus Christ, to be my God.
I believe
that you died for my sins, and I ask you to save me from my sins. I don't want to go to hell. I would rather be in heaven with you. I give you my life. I give you my loyalty. And I give you my love. I ask you to come inside me right now and take over my life and lead me and guide me and correct me and change me forevermore. I believe that you're God and none of the others are God. Body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, we want to thank the Lord for the new members of the body of Christ. The angels are rejoicing, and so are we. Amen? And
Amen.
So are we.
Amen.
It's a good thing when somebody comes to Jesus Christ. It's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. You know, some of us still remember when we came to the Lord. Some of us still remember when we came to the Lord. We still remember how we felt wherever we were and how Jesus washed our sins away and we were brand new, all on the inside. He'll make you clean on the inside, won't he, church?
Amen.
He'll make you clean on the inside.
Amen.
So, I want you to rejoice in the Lord with all of the people that have prayed that prayer and will recast this broadcast, and they will pray it. Amen? Father, we thank you for every soul. We thank you for every soul. We thank you for every God. So, we're going to repent of our sins now. Isn't that wonderful? See, this is one of the blessings you get when you come to Jesus Christ. When you blow it, you get to ask him to have mercy on you and forgive you. And he said that if we do that, he is faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen? Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. So, saints, I'm going to give you a moment in time, to repent of every sin you need to repent of. We are human, and we fail at times. But we have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, who stands before the Father and says, Father, they're washed in my blood. They're covered in my blood. And the Father receives us. The Father receives us. So I'm going to give you a moment now for everyone to repent. And then we will enter in to Holy Communion. The cup of blessing, which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread, which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Partake of the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep or are dead. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. This is such a precious and sweet and tender moment with you, Lord. And we thank you for it. You know, Lord, I saw this sign today. And it says, to not to be willing to live in bondage to our past. Because our past is a lesson that we learn, hopefully. It's not a life sentence. And Lord, that's exactly what our past is. It's lessons we had to learn. It's not condemnation forevermore. So, Father, we choose to take a more mature attitude and realize that you have given us the blessing of eternal life with you. All things pass away, and all things become new with you. Thank you for life in the new, Lord. We give you praise. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for life in the new. Heavenly Father, thank you for abundance. You desire for us to abound with blessings. Heavenly Father, you are our shepherd. Because of your protective care and supply in our lives, we know that we will not want for any good thing. You always supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes, you are the greatest, and you are greatly to be praised. Thank you for all your unsearchable riches that you have given us to enjoy. We claim your promises and receive all the abundant treasures you've given to us. Thank you for meeting all our needs. We have abundant life from your hand, and you've given us abundance in all things. Thank you, Father. Yes, you are the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. We acknowledge you to be the giver of every good and perfect gift. We rejoice in the truth that you desire for us to enjoy your abundant life in the here and now. That's right. God desires for us to enjoy his abundant life, not just when we get to heaven, in the here and now. When the Holy Spirit takes the body of Christ out of the earth, we just continue on in the abundant life. Amen? Amen. Thank you for sending Jesus to give us this abundant life. We receive your abundance, Father, as we claim your promises to us as our very own. Thank you for giving us fullness, wholeness, and abundance in every area of our lives. In every area of our lives. Living with your Son, Jesus, is an abundant life that gives us unspeakable joy and inexpressible glory. Knowing you, Lord, fills our heart with gratitude. We are thankful in the certainty that you, our loving Father, desire for us to prosper and to enjoy good health at all times. Thank you for blessing us abundantly. Amen. 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 Oh, praise the Lord like you mean. Don't just be dedicating him. Come on. This is God we're talking about. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. This is God that we're talking about. He's blessed us. He loves us. And he pours his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We don't ever have to feel like we don't have God's love or that we don't have enough love or we can't find love. So we go looking for it in all the wrong places. Let me tell you, church, this is the kingdom of God. And we do not dumpster dive for love. We don't go around looking in dingy, nasty, filthy, worthless, and low-life places for love. We don't dumpster dive for love. We have love from heaven. We have perfect love from God. Amen? Now, if you've been dumpster diving for love, you need to stop. It's not a Christ-like attitude or character. It's not an attribute of God. If you've been settling for any kind of relationship with just any old body, just so somebody could pay you some attention, you need to repent. This is the kingdom of God, and we don't dumpster dive for companionship. We don't dumpster dive for love, and we don't dumpster dive for anything. You know, you have all these worthless, low-quality entities in your life that really have no business in your life at all because your life is now hid in God in Christ. Amen? And if you think you can change somebody, look at how well you've changed yourself. That's the revelation you really do need. If you think you can grab a hunk of dust full of hot air and corruption and change it into something wonderful, you're more deceived than Satan is. Amen. Look at how well you've done with yourself. I want you to take good stock at just where you've been and how you got there. You got there doing it your way. However, since you came to Jesus and turned your life over to him, he's been correcting you and correcting your life and making you to be the person that he sent you into the earth to be. Amen? You can't change anybody. You can't take anything and wash anybody's sins away. That's a Jesus function. That's a Jesus function. You want your sins washed away? You have to go to the fountain of life, Jesus Christ. You have to seek his face. You have to stop telling lies. You have to stop fronting and performing and be for real. It is God who causes us to will and to do of his good pleasure. Salvation is a work of the Spirit of God. You can't make anybody get saved, and you can't make anybody decide to stay saved. You have control over your own will, not anybody else's. Amen? So let us clearly understand that if you expect Jesus to ride in on a white horse and make everything perfect in 5 seconds, you don't really want salvation. Salvation is an initial work with continual progression until we are changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And it continues on after that. So, let's be truthful. Let's be truthful. You know, if there's a place in the Bible where the Lord asks, can a leopard change its spot? Well, no, and neither can you. But you can go to Jesus and say, Lord, I have this attitude. I have this behavior. I have this character. I have these qualities that are just not right. And I need your help. And he will help you. I need you to change me, Jesus. I'm mean and nasty and wicked and hateful. I don't want to be like that anymore. And he can change you. You can go to Jesus and say, Lord, I try to lord over other people. I try to tell them how they ought to live and what they ought to think and what they ought to do. And I'm wrong for that. Change me, Lord. Make me who I ought to be. Make me who I ought to be. You see, God didn't call for any of us to lord over anybody else. For you to attempt to run somebody else's life completely, void of their free will, their desires, that's witchcraft. You stepped over into witchcraft. You can't stand there and preach to somebody else as badly as you are. The Bible says that your obedience must be fulfilled first. So who are you to judge someone else, to preach to someone else, to try to tell them what they ought to do and what they ought not to do, and your life is a complete shambles. And they see right through your lies and your hypocrisy and your front and you being fraudulent. You would do far better to just shut your mouth and pray in tongues. You see, there are people who think that it's their job to go around straightening out everybody else's life. But their sin has such a stench that it runs the other person away. Their sin. You see, there are people who would like for you to, first of all, respect them as a human being and respect that God gave them a will and they have the right to execute their will. It's not your place to tell them how to pray. God can do that. Because he wants a genuine prayer from their heart, not them mouthing what you said. There are people that think they are so religiously together. They quote scriptures that they have no idea what the scripture really means. They're just repeating rote. No fulfillment of their word in their lives. You see, before you try to preach it to somebody, you've got to live it. You see, that living it is supposed to be evidence to all men, but especially those that live under the same roof with you. You know, I told you a few sermons back about a man who thought he was great. He was on top of the world. You know, he had this job, and he had his house and his wife and his children, and he was full of himself. In fact, he was so full of himself, there wasn't any room for his family, much less God. And his family kept trying to tell him, we're not happy. We're not happy. We don't like it this way. The people that we like, you don't like. Every Sunday, you want to sit in front of the TV and watch the sports. You don't want to go places with us and do things with us. And we're not happy like this. We're not happy. And he just brushed aside all the things they said because he was so selfish and self-centered and full of his own pride and ego and vanity that he just kept right on, well, I provided you a house and a car and a this and a that. You ought to be grateful I'm here. That does not make for a holy, happy home. It does not make for a holy, you know, it's supposed to be holy matrimony, happy home. It never has, and it never will. So if you're wondering what happened in that gentleman's life, no matter what his family tried to tell him, he just wouldn't listen because he was too full of himself. So that family broke up. The wife and the children went on, and he was a crumbled mess. So let me say something. If you happen to be one of those persons who think it's your job to go around fixing everybody's problems, but you can't get your own life straight, you need to find yourself at the foot of the cross. You need to go before the throne of grace and mercy and plead for some mercy, because you surely need grace to help you in your time of need. And there are people that think it's their responsibility to run some other adult's life. But God didn't call you to that. He called you to live for him. There are people, there are parents of grown children who think it's their job to go fix everything in their adult child's life. Well, not so. Where you are their next of kin, there are certain things that law requires that you say and do and be responsible for in that realm. But no, you're not supposed to go in there twiddling around and meddling and doing this and doing that. They're supposed to be able to be adults. Let them be adults. You were given an opportunity to be an adult. Let them be one. You know, when the prodigal father heard the heartbreaking words he heard from the prodigal, he gave him what was his, and he let him go his way. Yes, it broke the father's heart, but he did not go running after him. He allowed him the privilege of learning the consequences of his bad decision. The father stayed at home and prayed. The elder brother went through shame, humiliation, anger, resentment, embarrassment, but he was faithful to the father. Wounded, but faithful. The prodigal out there showing how big a fool he could be, not caring about anybody or anything other than himself. Well, if you have a prodigal, get in that scripture and do what the Father did. He stayed home. He kept doing what he had to do. He kept praying for his son, and he waited for the move of God. He waited for God to bring the prodigal back. He did not go fishing for him. He did not go running behind him. He didn't chase him down the street. He wasn't asking everybody in the neighborhood, have you seen him? No, the elder child had to put up with that. He'd go out in the community, and people would be telling him, well, I heard your brother was doing this, and I heard your brother was doing that, and I heard, and I heard, and I heard, and I heard. And you wonder why the elder child responded the way he did, out of his pain. You know, it's not fun. It's not fun when your siblings diss you and the family that way. It's not fun. It's not cute. It's painful. But you live with it. So, those of you, you weren't the prodigal. You were the child that was faithful. Forgive your sibling. Stupid is still stupid. Forgive them. It might take your emotions a while to get through it, but forgive them. Prayerfully, they learn their lesson before they take their last breath. There are people who God hasn't prepared to do any more than to hand out a tract and say, Jesus loves you, thinking they can go here and there and everywhere with people they really don't even know. And they're going to prescribe, oh, I know what you can do, and I know what you can do for this, and you can always do this, and you can. You know, you have to answer to Jesus for interfering with his work in somebody's life. He said for you to witness. He didn't say for you to jump in and try to be God the Holy Ghost. He didn't tell you to try to be God the Holy Spirit. You see, there's one Savior. You're not the one. So, since that's the case, honor the one who is. You cannot, in a marriage, dictate to your spouse whether or not they ought to love Jesus or not. That's not your place. You need to learn to respect and honor an individual, a human being, for who God made them to be. They have a will. They have a right to exercise it. They have the opportunity while on this earth to develop their own relationship with Jesus Christ. You may pray, but they get to make the decision. Do we understand? They get to make their choices. It's their eternal life, whether eternal damnation or eternal life with Jesus Christ. They get to decide. Amen? So, you need to repent of things you've done and said. Now's a good time. Now's a very good time. You see, God didn't call you to run around with your judgment deciding what ought to happen in somebody else's personal relationship with Jesus. We're called to righteous judgment. But how can you have righteous judgment without the righteous judge? How can you have righteous judgment without the righteous judge? As I have stated previously from the scriptures, this is a whosoever will faith. They have a will. Let them decide. Pray for them, but let them decide. Hand them over to the Holy Spirit. Let him do his work. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. You can't browbeat people into Jesus. It's just not going to work. Praise God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Marshall. Thank you. Everybody needs to realize that there's this word called boundary. There is a place where the Holy Spirit interacts with people to bring them to Christ. Please leave room for him. Please leave room for God, the Holy Spirit, to do what he does best. Love them. Encourage them. Help them if they need your help and if they ask for your help. But you stand in agreement with the Godhead, because the Bible says that God wants everybody to be saved and nobody to perish. You just stand in agreement with God. You and God hold down the fort in prayer. You agree with the intercession of the Godhead for that person, but you don't have to go running down the street behind them. The prodigal father didn't. His brother didn't, and don't you get the point? Amen. Amen? Stay out of God's lane. Get off of his throne of judgment, because it's not yours. You didn't pay the price to sit there. Praise the Lord. And stop saying bad things over them. You really shouldn't help the devil out. Praise the Lord. Amen? Amen. So today, saints, we're going to talk for a little while. I hadn't planned on all that I said, but you know how that works. God is here. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to talk today about God's blessing. God's blessing. God's blessings. We're going to talk about God's blessing. So, take your Bible. And put a little marker, you know, a little piece of paper or whatever you can find. I use all kind of things as bookmarks. Put one in Isaiah. Okay. And if you take notes, I hope you have something to take notes with, because God is going to talk and we need to listen. God's blessing. Father, I want to thank you for this word this morning. I want to thank you for how you prepared my heart. And I want to thank you for what happens when you do God. Amen.
Amen.
Blessing and prosperity are far more than money. All right, repeat after Pastor. Blessing and prosperity are far more than money. Amen. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Okay, my turn to talk. You can just listen now. One Hebrew word for prosperity is shalom.
Shalom? Yes.
Shalom is the Hebrew word for peace. We often associate the word shalom for peace, but the peace that Jesus Christ went to war for on the cross is a complete, whole kind of peace. A complete, whole, and that kind of peace. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing wanting. Completeness, soundness, welfare, and peace. Completeness in safety and soundness. Even in your physical body. This prosperity or peace also covers relationships with God and with people. Relationships with God and with people. That's right. God's thoughts concerning our peace and prosperity are much higher than we suppose. So let's visit Isaiah chapter 64. Isaiah chapter 64. Isaiah chapter 64, and we're going to verse 4. Isaiah chapter 64, and we're going to verse 4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. God has a lot more in store for us than we think. So now, let's go back a few pages to Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 9. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 9. Just flip it over. You'll be there in a second. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways, God says, higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Do you believe that? Do you really believe it? God says that as the heavens are higher than the earth. You know, God sits on the circle of the earth. Earth is his footstool. So are my ways, God says, higher than your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts. If you believe that, if you really believe this scripture, then perhaps you need to trade in and exchange your ways for God's ways and your thoughts for God's thoughts. It's about time, don't you think? Amen.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father desires to bless and prosper us and to give us his grace, his favor, and his protection. Favor is that grace which affords joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, and loveliness. How nice. How perfectly nice. It affords goodwill, benefit, bounty, and reward. God has good things in store for his own. This is God's kindness and benevolence given to those who love him. And how does he know that we love him? I can tell you, because we always do those things that please him. That's how he knows you love him. Favor releases great blessings, including prosperity, health, opportunity, and advancement. The Bible records numerous examples of God's favor upon his people, causing them to experience many breakthroughs. Not one or two every now and then. Many, 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 many breakthroughs. Favor is God's loving kindness. God's ready to release saints. Miracle, are you listening? God is ready to release new favor, blessing, prosperity, protection, and peace over you. Lord, I don't think they heard what I said. I don't think they were listening. God is ready to release new favor, blessing, prosperity, protection, and peace over you. It is his desire to give you good things. Now, prepare to receive them. Lord, you have granted to us life and favor. Lord, we thank you for life and life more abundantly. Lord, we thank you for favor coming upon our lives. We believe that new life and new favor have been ordained for us. Today, we receive new life and new favor. We believe that favor is a gift from heaven. We receive the gift of life eternal. Yes, Lord. Eternal life. We receive the gift of favor and the gift of grace upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for new grace and new favor, new prosperity and new blessing coming upon our lives. We are the apple of your eye. Father, you favor us. You love us, and you have chosen us from the foundation of the world to receive your grace and favor. We receive extraordinary favor on our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, let us be well favored. Lord, show us mercy and give us favor. Lord, give us favor in the sight of the world. Lord, let us be satisfied with your favor. Let us have favor with you, Lord, and with men. Lord, let us have favor in the sight of those in authority in our lives. Thou hast granted us life and favor, and thy visitation has preserved our spirit. We pray unto you, Lord, grant us favor. Bless us and surround us with favor like a shield, for in your favor is life. Lord, make us to be steady as a strong mountain by your favor. Because of your favor, the enemy will not triumph over us. Through your favor, Lord, we are brought back from captivity. Lord, you are our strength. Our power is based on your favor. Yes, our protection is from the Lord himself. Our set time of favor has come. We entreat your favor with our whole heart. Lord, let your favor be as a cloud of the latter rain. Let your favor be upon our lives as the dew upon the grass. Father, we choose your loving favor rather than silver and gold. Father, let us be highly favored. Lord, show us your marvelous loving kindness. Lord, remember your mercy and loving kindness in our lives. Yes, Lord, your loving kindness is before our eyes. We receive your excellent loving kindness. We pray that you continue your loving kindness in our lives. Lord, let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve us. Yes, Father, command your loving kindness in the daytime. Your loving kindness is good. Turn unto us according to the multitude of your tender mercy. Quicken us after thy loving kindness, O Lord. Hear us, Father, according to your loving kindness, for you have drawn us with your loving kindness. Amen. Amen. The Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, decisions, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, and orders. And we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his wicked powers. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attack onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, all reporters, watchers, listeners, peeps, whispers, familiar, electronic, digital technology demons and their attacks, all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all brainwashing and Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, all unclean spirits and their attacks, all passive devils and their attacks, all pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust and drone spirits, all sorcery devils and their attacks, all seducing, womanizing, demons, and whoredom spirits in their attacks. All the voices of the stranger, the charmer, the seducer, and all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks. All mystic rituals and their intent. We bind the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for your power being here with us. We bind all targeted radio frequency, pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid, all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, mind control by the occult, force feedback, cyber stalking, cyber sex crimes, cyber sex, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy, microwave weapons, and binding all vibrations which are demons in Jesus' name. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind all microwave frequency weapons, all 5G and components, everything coming from any other galaxy as we refer to it in outer space, all weapons aimed at us. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we raise the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of wickedness in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise for what you do in our lives, especially in the unseen realm. We want to thank you for your warring angels that war on our behalf continually in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over any weapon coming against us from any orbit, any planet, or any station on any planet, any group of satellites, even man-made ones that have been placed into orbit to work against us and to spy on us and to do evil where mankind is concerned in Jesus' name. We bind their works. We bind all evil coming through the cell towers, through our cell devices, our electronic devices, and through any receptor here on the earth in the name of Jesus. We return it to sender in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise. We give you praise. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, Islander, remote group, every cult, every cabal, every conclave, and every coven in Jesus' name. We bind your wicked works. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind Caribbean and Latin American and Jamaican black and white magic. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms. We bind all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them in their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American in our culture. We bind hyperactivity, racing mind, inattention, impulsivity, low levels of dopamine. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the Flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela Effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, witchcraft dedications, and all rituals done on the phases of the moon. We take authority, dominion, and power over all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. You're bound in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, monitor, track, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, bewitch, tranquilize, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generation of fools and the spirit of fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bind food lust, addictions, and gluttony and false flags in the name of Jesus. We return to sender according to the covenant, all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, all blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us, and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind, binding the inordinate use of conjugal rights, returning to sender all witchcraft attacks through channeling, and the satellites against the website, the broadcast, and the app. Binding all abortions used as a magic ritual in Jesus' name. Returning to sender all Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, jujus, hexes, vexes, and such in Jesus' name. Returning to sender all tribal witchcraft, especially initiated by a shaman or a witch doctor or such in Jesus' name. Return to sender. Taking authority, dominion, and power over all covens, cults, conclaves, cabals, groups, NGOs, whatever you may be, we bind your charter in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your intent and your purpose in the earth in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your finances. We bind your methodology. We bind your demonic, satanic rituals and ceremonies in Jesus' name. And especially all such groupings. All such grouping, whether completely demonic or with human intervention, that comes under the umbrella of the globalists or the Illuminati. We take authority, dominion, and power, and we pull you down from your place of authority in Jesus' name. We send you bound to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We're breaking and destroying all Spanish witchcraft in Jesus' name. Rika hasha. Turre de deasa. Gunda da baraku rekita da brese. Runga de la barosa la de diosa la de oca rekita. Runga de la brese la de diosa de la broca ca recita da breke de. Rike de la broca de la brese la de diosula la diasaha. Isha riki. Ruka de la brese de la bruca de diasa. Ruku casara brese. We bind and return to sender all Chaldean witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, emanating from Ur of the Chaldees. We return to sender in Jesus' name. We're breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food and drink, which are displeasing to Jesus Christ. We're binding superficial religious acts and every act of sexual sin. We're binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, high magic, and folk magic spells. Binding the demons of energies, boomeranging their wicked works upon them. Binding all magical language, magic signs, magical partners, even in numbering. Binding synchrony in Jesus' name. Binding and caging Poseidon and all other underwater demons and stripping them of their crown, powers, and thrones. Transferring those thrones, powers, and crowns to Jesus Christ. Binding all conjurations and summonings of demons. Binding Jewish black magic, mysticism, magic writings, magic artifacts. Binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic practiced by practitioners, amulets, bowls, precious stones, incantations, divining practices, magic spells, and potions. Binding all blockages to religious spirit, to righteous spiritual reception. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe, fantasy, fables, enchantments, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, la-la land, the spirits and works of the oppressors and the spirit and the children of disobedience. We bind martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings in the name of Jesus. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness and send you into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all human, demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all such sacrifices done by queens of the cult in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding, nature worship, deception, unfocused mind, idle mind, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence, and temptation to sin. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baselic, Molech, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, all gods and goddesses, Osiris, Isis, On, all false deities, Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet, and his 72 in Jesus' name. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness, send you into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual in Jesus' name, rite and ceremony, prayer and pledge. We bind the rituals, the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grips, Freemasonry, their charter, and all rituals of secret societies and associated organizations in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the insanity, pride, work of error, foolishness of our own opinions. We bind being misled and misleading others. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief, and we ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth and lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, binding all electromagnetic energy pollution, binding and returning to sender, all electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows, binding the unreality and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows, binding the pathways to sin to the mind in Jesus' name. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, in the name of Jesus, we command every demon that has followed us, was sent to us, transferred to us, or tried to hitchhike with us to be bound in the name of Jesus and to leave us now and return from whence it came. We include in that, Father, binding up demons coming through the computer lines, our cell phones, and through our electronic devices in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and elsewhere. We pray for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are being persecuted and are imprisoned, and the January 6th prisoners in Jesus' holy name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover our mode of transportation and the pathway that we take in Jesus' name, in the blood of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over all obstructions to our pathway so that they do not cross our path in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for having dispatched your angels ahead of us to protect us and to prepare for us in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, we cover ourselves and all of our property with the blood of Jesus. We take authority over all demons of the day and night, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams, and we command them to stay away. We thank you, Lord, for your angels. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for the linking shields of your angels, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the movement of their fiery swords in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you to destroy all the protections of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ, and we give you praise. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your praising angels, but most of all, we praise you for your very presence in our midst. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pull out all sharp pains, which are usually voodoo pins anyway. We pull out our fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, curses, anything sent to us from the demonic realm. We pull it out. We send it back where it came from according to the covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the devils in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. And we command those devils to be bound forevermore, especially if they were given place by our ancestors in Jesus' name. We destroy and cut all ungodly silver coins and ley lines and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all other forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We tear down and destroy all protection around shamans, globalists, nanotechnology, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, divinators, liars, and such. And we break, destroy all of their charms, love spells, vexes, hexes, curses, fetishes, psychic prayers and thoughts, spirits of death, bewitchments, witchcraft, potions, jinxes, torment, sickness, pain, mind control, brain frequency meditation, psychic powers and psychic warfare, incense and candle burning, ungodly prayer chains, destruction, chanting, voodoo, crystals, root work, hoodoo, tribal rituals and sins, and anything, any methodology used by the demonic realm in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise, Father, that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. With the blood of Jesus, we erase from ourselves any line or any marking that the enemy has put upon our spirit, our soul, our body, our emotion. We erase them with the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that all the fiery darts, all the pins, all the needles, all the sexual assault done by the marine demons will return inside the demons and be locked inside of them to destroy them for all eternity in Jesus' name. We return spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, wizardry, sorcery, blindness, bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate, and all other wicked spirits sent to us in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us power and authority over all the power of the enemy. And we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We thank you for everything that you are doing with us right now, right now. Right now, everything that you are doing in our lives, seen and unseen, we thank you and we give you praise right now, Lord. Rise for the benediction. Rise for the benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And the church said,
Amen.
Father, I receive that in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor loves you. If you would like, you can recast the broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray that you got something out of what God had to say today, because he had a lot to say. Amen. And we give you praise. We'll talk to you. We'll give you praise, Lord, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Looking forward to it. God bless.
When I was just a child,